Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections. Hello, I'm Katie King, Curator of Art and Social History at Manx National Heritage, and today I'm going to talk to you about a painting called Shipping in Douglas, painted by John Holland in 1905. It depicts a calm and tranquil scene in Douglas Harbour and reveals a lot about the social history of the Isle of Man, telling the story of two of the island's main industries, the tourist industry and the fishing industry. During the late Victorian period, the Isle of Man transformed itself into one of the leading holiday resorts in the British Isles. Prior to this time, the island was facing severe economic hardships, with high unemployment leading to mass emigration amongst the younger population. There was a very real fear at this time that the island was going to become depopulated and cease to function as an independent nation. Onto this uncertain scene stepped a dynamic new governor for the island, Sir Henry Locke. He immediately recognised the beauty of the Isle of Man and sought to use it. Within a decade, the Isle of Man changed completely, gearing itself up to attract the working classes looking for a seaside holiday resort with a difference. Douglas was utterly transformed, with 1,500 hotels and boarding houses appearing along newly constructed promenades. By 1905, when this painting was executed, the Isle of Man was in the height of its tourist heyday, with 600,000 visitors making the sea crossing each summer to visit Holiday Island. It was estimated that one in four people on the island were now entirely reliant on tourism for their income. In the background of this painting, one of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company's fleet of ships can be seen waiting to gather visitors at the newly constructed Victoria Pier, whilst holidaymakers enjoy swimming and rowing in the bay. Landmark buildings constructed to serve the tourist trade can be seen in the background, such as the red brick Victoria Terminal and the Falconcliffe Hotel. To the foreground of the painting, the Douglas Herring Fleet can be seen nestled alongside the Red Pier. As a maritime nation, fishing was for many centuries a mainstay in the Manx way of life. The 19th century had seen the slow decline of the fishing industry, which was a crucial factor in the need to diversify the economy during the late Victorian period. It was a perilous existence for Manx fishermen, and this scene rather romanticises their endeavours. The scene has also been somewhat sanitised, as the harbour would certainly not have been an ideal spot for a bit of impromptu sea bathing during this period. The artist, John Holland, moved to the Isle of Man in 1883 and established himself as a prolific artist, specialising in large detailed oil paintings and charcoal drawings of Manx scenes. These paintings were sold and exhibited in the dining rooms and parlours of the newly constructed hotels and boarding houses. John Holland was one of a number of artists who chose to move to the Isle of Man during this time to take advantage of the newly thriving tourist industry and the financial gains to be made, whilst immersing himself in the flourishing Manx art scene.